ते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter number 19, Text number 7. Na janma nunam mahataha na saubhagam na vak na buddhihi na आकृतिः तोषहेतुः तैः यत् विसृतान् अपि नः वन ओकसः चकार सख्ये बत् लक्षण अग्रजः। न जन्मनूनं महतो न सौभगं न वाञ्च बुद्धिर्नाकृतिस्तोषहेतु तैर्यदृष्टसृष्टानपि नौ वनौकस चकार सख्ये बत लक्ष्मणाग्रजः। न जन्म नूनं महतो न सौभगं न वाञ्च बुद्धिर्नाकृतिस्तोषहेतुः तैर्यदृशष्टानपि नौ वनौकस चकार सख्ये बत लक्ष्मणाग्रज। न जन्म नूनं महतो न सौभगं न वाञ्च न बुद्धिर्नाकृतिस्तोषहेतुः तैर्यदृष्टसृष्टानपि नौ वनौकस चकार सख्ये बत लक्ष्मणाग्रजः। Mothers,
na janma nunam mahato na saubhagam,
na, not. Janma, birth in a very polished aristocratic family. Nunam, indeed. Mahata, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Na, nor. Saubhagam, great fortune. Na, nor. Vak, an elegant manner of speaking. Na, nor. Buddhihi, sharpness of intelligence. Na, not. Akritihi, features of the body. Tosha hetuhu, the cause of pleasure to the Lord. Taihi, by all those above mentioned qualities. Yet, because Vrishrashtan rejected. Api, although. Naha, us. Vana avkasaha, the inhabitants of the forest. Chakara, accepted. Sakhi, in friendship. Bata, alas. Lakshmana agrajaha, Lord Sri Ramchandra, the elder brother of Lakshmana. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. One cannot establish a friendship with the Supreme Lord Ramchandra on the basis of material qualities such as one's birth in an aristocratic family, one's personal beauty, one's eloquence, one's sharp intelligence, or one's superior race or nation. None of these qualifications is actually a prerequisite for friendship with Lord Ramchandra. Otherwise, how is it possible that although we uncivilized inhabitants of the forest have taken the noble births, although we have no physical beauty, and although we cannot speak like gentlemen, Lord Ramchandra has nevertheless accepted us as friends? In a prayer to Krishna expressing her feelings, Srimati Kunti call him Akinchana Gochara. The prefix A means not, and Kinchana means something of this material world. One may be very proud of his prestigious position, material wealth, beauty, education, and so on. But although these are certainly good qualifications in material dealings, they are not necessarily for achieving friendship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who possesses all these material qualities is expected to become a devotee. And when he actually does, the qualities are properly utilized. Those who are puffed up by high birth, wealth, education, and personal beauty, Janmeshwarya Sutasi, unfortunately do not care for developing Krishna consciousness. Nor does the Supreme Personality of Godhead care about all these material qualifications. The Supreme Lord is achieved by devotion, bhakti amam abhijanati. One's devotion and sincere desire to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead are the only qualifications. Rupa Goswami has also said that the price for achieving God's favor is simply one's sincere eagerness to have it. Lauliam ekam mulyam. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, it is said, Kolavecha sevakera dekha bhagya sima, Brahma Shiva kandeyara dekhiya mahima, dhana jane panditye, Krishna nahi pai, kevala bhaktira vasa Chaitanya Gosai. Behold the great fortune of the devotee Kolavecha. Lord Brahma and Shiva shed tears upon seeing his greatness. One cannot attain Lord Krishna by any amount of wealth, followers, or learning. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is controlled only by pure devotion. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a very sincere devotee whose name was Kolaveshwara Sridhar, and whose only business was to sell pots made of skins of banana trees. Whatever income he had, he used 50% for his worship of Mother Ganges, and with the other 50% he provided for his necessities. On the whole, he was so very poor that he lived in a cottage that has broken roof with many holes in it. He could not afford brass utensils, and therefore he drank water from an iron pot. Nevertheless, he was a great devotee of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is a typical example of how a poor man with no material possession can become the most exalted devotee of the Lord. In conclusion is that one cannot attain the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna or Sri Chaitanya Gosai through material opulence. That shelter is attained only by pure devotional service. Anya vilashita shunyam jnana karmadanavratam anukullena krishnanushilanam bhaktiruttama. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militanjena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanatamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Sri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Atma Ramaya Shantaya Kaivalya Pataye Namah. These two slokas are very, very important in order to cultivate humility. Humility is available to the monkeys because they ended up somehow or another from previous births or some strike of fortune that they served Lord Ramachandra, and Lord Ramachandra reciprocated in relationship of friendship, fraternal relationship. So this acknowledgement is a very important aspect of the prayers by the inhabitants of Jambudvipa. Queen Kunti's affirmation that the Lord is available only to those who are materially exhausted. Akinchan means materially exhausted. Kinchan means something of material origin. Akinchan means nothing. Nishkinchan is also the same quotation. Nishkinchanana na vrinita chavat. Those great personalities who have no attachment with the material world, yet for the education of the material world, they come and show by their personal example that they have nothing to do, no strings attached to any of the work that they are doing. It is simply meant for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The very first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Vyasadeva himself is reciting after the invocation of Janmadyasya Yata, he says, Savai punsam paro dharmo yato bhaktir adokshache ahaituki apratihata yayatma suprasidati. The pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the target of whatever we do. Whatever we eat, whatever we do sacrifice for, whatever charity we may be doing, and whatever penances, austerities that we do, it should be offered to Him, because there is ultimate aim of pleasure behind it. Pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when that yayatma suprasiddhi means by which the Supreme Self will be satisfied, and we are part and parcel of that Supreme Self, so naturally our satisfaction also depends upon such service. There is no other way to achieve the pleasure in this material world other than this. This is the only methodology. So where do we speak of the demigod worship, that if you do this kind of anusthan or sacrifices for pleasure of the demigod, and you will be getting everything all right materially? There is no possibility. So foolish as we are, we take up some shortcuts or little prayer beneficiary things. So it is not advisable. But the highest realm of the success in devotional service can be achieved by the monkeys. Actually, being a monkey means those great souls who came to participate in the Leela of Lord Ramachandra, they were highly qualified sages. Highly qualified sages. So whatever their penances and sacrifices they may have done to
they have to accept in the form of a very ugly creature,
in the form of uncivilized way of life. Nonetheless, they accepted such roles. And because they knew the secret of the devotional service, which is to become favorable to Lord Ramchandra's cause. Ramchandra needed monkeys, not his army of Ayodhya. He could have summoned Bharat to come and start, you know, a heavy, offensive to Ravana's, but no, the Lord is self-sufficient, and he empowered the monkeys. The simple monkeys were empowered. And Lord Ramchandra accepted the uncivilized way of fighting with Ravana. Uncivilized way of fighting. They would pick up big boulders and the uprooted trees to throw on the soldiers of Ravana, the demons. And they could easily create havoc and obstacle in their strategical fighting. Can you imagine when the whole tree is thrown and to the demons, they would have big obstacle. They can't fight because there is no clear ground to fight. Big boulders are like mountains and another hurdle that they have to work hard. And monkeys strategically won the war because such hidden intelligence of Lord Ramchandra was there. It is not that one's own intelligence is very helpful here, how to find. No, they accepted the role so naturally that they could build the bridge on the ocean. They could fight very easily. They virtually made Ravana's army exhausted. So simple and so sublime. But this is all was meant for pleasure of Lord Ramchandra. So we see the qualifications in material world of high parentage, good education, very opulent life, as well as beautiful features. They are actually obstacles in the materialistic ways of life. Materialistic ways are demoniac ways. Monkeys gave up all this so-called qualification and made them as a hurdle, so Ravana's army could not proceed further, could not advance. So much havoc the monkeys have created, it is described, very well under the Yuddha Kanda, and then the glorification of monkeys and their highest fortune. Even Tulsidas is putting this in Sundar Kanda, such a fortune of the monkeys. But anyway, the idea is that glorification of these devotees in the form of the monkeys is achieving the same purpose that we can understand through becoming humble or Pranadapi Sunichena Tarurapi Sahishana Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. So that kind of achievement was easily available to this monkeys. While we have to work hard, we think we are so civilized, we are so complicated, we are so much politically activated. So our simplicity is not there. Simple living and high thinking can be easily achieved by those who are materially exhausted. So to become materially exhausted means akinchana, to become akinchana or nishkinchana. We have to give up all our material attachments. They are not supposed to be utilized for our sense gratification, because that is not the recommended process of Srimad Bhagavatam. As long as the purpose of our birth is concerned, it is very well explained by the Munis of Naimisharanya in the first canto itself. Jivasya tattva jigyasa nascha artha bhi karma bhi. Kamasya nendriya pridirlabho jiveta yavata. As long as in this human form of life we have an ordained existence, the sense gratificatory actions should not be considered at all. It has no importance. As long as our desire, kama, is there, na indriya pritila, not meant for the benefits of our senses. Jivasya tattva jigyasa. Let's utilize the same senses for tattva jigyasa, the truth about our own reality. This is the purpose of our life. But how it is to be achieved in the terms of pure devotional service is another realm that monkeys could get it, and we have very, very troublesome paths. Isn't it easy to become monkey? Next life, then we may have opportunity. Now, we live like monkeys, so naturally monkey business will continue. But will there be any opportunity to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead just for His pleasure in very favorable attitude of devotional service to the Lord? Why should we take chance to become monkey? But the lesson is quite appropriate. Let's try to cultivate the devotional service on the terms of Srila Rupa Goswami, where not ordinary bhakti, anukulyena krishnashnam shilanam bhaktir uttama, it is uttam bhakti, para bhakti. That has to be developed. So therefore, it is possible that if we cultivate the formula given by Rupa Goswami. Do you know what was the formula Rupa Goswami gave? 50-50 division. Srila Prabhupada is citing the example of Kolavecha Sridhara, right? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his pastime in Advaita Acharya's place, was that he wanted to exhibit his supreme magnanimous position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the Mahaprakash Leela he was exhibiting that we worship Kiva Jayo in the evening arati. He fulfilled the desires and of his intimate associates, declared the Panchatattva at that point, but he was expanding his mercy and he remembered Kulavacha Sridhar at that time. He summoned, get him, get Kulavacha Sridhar. You know how Mahaprabhu was treating Kulavacha Sridhar up till now? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, starting from his childhood, he would tease Kulavacha Sridhar. Right from the beginning, as if he has been a troublesome boy for him. He was such a poor but humble soul that just to do some shopping of banana leaf plates as well as the bowls made from banana leaf, it's such a very meager business he had. Very meager business. And Kulavacha was doing it. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not go to any other shopkeeper who are doing the similar business, only to Kulavacha Sridhar. And he will start harassing him. Kulavacha, your price is too high. He says, no, 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 Nimai, it is not like that. Then what? Says, your quality of banana leaves are no good. He said, no, no, I have done the best according to my efforts. He said, nonetheless, I'm not going to give your price. I will purchase with my own price. Then he will start plundering and take away everything and give only a few paise. Nimai, Nimai, this is no good. He said, who cares? Then he will run away. In this way, he will steal Kulavacha's products, mere banana leaves, cups. So, in this way, he did continuously. Kulavacha started showing some fear. Oh, Nima is coming. One day, just to remove his fear or increasing his transcendental fear, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there. In Bengal, they have a big mud pot. They keep water in it. They just put their feet and wash it off and then enter into the house. So the mud cannot go along. One day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went and started drinking water from that mud pot. And Kulavacha, oh my God, my misfortune is striking. Nimai, what are you doing? You are putting me into such a ghor aparad. Please, please forgive me right away. Otherwise I'm going to go to hell. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will laugh at him and run away. So, Sridhar was always remained fearful in case anything may happen and he will have to tolerate the Lord's pranks. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remembered him. He said, call him, call him. And really, they went to fetch Sridhar. So Kulavacha Sridhar, Mahaprabhu is calling you. Oh no, he's going to punish me. No, 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 I'm not coming. He says, no, we will carry you. You have a good fortune waiting. Mahaprabhu is showing his Mahaprakash Lila. Come on. Krishna. He fell at Lord's feet. Please forgive me of all my offenses I have committed up till now. Please, do not punish me. I'm your eternal servant. Said, I know. That's why I have called you. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, blessed him. You are a pure devotee. And Prabhupada says that Rupa Goswami states that he is an example to spend his income 50% in service of the Supreme Lord's representative, Ganga Mata. He will maintain himself in the, and at that time, 2 paises were the income, not even a full rupee. It's too difficult to survive, but he was very humble, meager, sustained. His needs are very little, austere. It's not pitiable life because he was bright by devotional service. But yet, he would utilize 50% of his income to worship Ganga Mata. He would purchase some flowers, little lamp, and you know, that is traditional. It's not a big deal or very elaborate puja even, but still, whatever his 50% income he was utilizing. And if we are told, okay, can you do 50-50? Say, what? 50-50? Even Christians do 10%. Why should I give 50%? But there is a trick we can discuss later on. But today is the disappearance of Mudiya Baba, Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan Goswami Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Sanatan Goswami, the eldest of the family in Rupa Goswami's and Jiva Goswami and his cousin. Three from one family are coming by the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I was checking out what does the Mudiya means. Mudiya Purnima is a local term in Vrindavan that people used to know Sanatan Goswami as Mudiya Baba. Because he would shave up all the time. It's a Mundan. He is the one who introduced Mundan. Following in the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Sanatan Goswami is very well known in his pastimes with the Madan Mohan, his worshipable deity. The pastimes with Madan Mohan are very famous. The early pastimes include the Bhati Leela, what they call it, that Sanatan Goswami would go and beg and people will give flour only. The wheat flour is the staple food. Brijvasis do not eat much rice. Rice is to be eaten only in summertime, but the rest of the time, roti. So, Sanatan Goswami would cook a lump of roti, not even a flat one, it's a lump. Lump is roasted under the cow dung patties, dry cow dung patties, and it is called bati. It's like a stone, all right? But that is his staple diet. He would offer to Madan Mohanji. And one time Madan Mohanji complained, Sanatan, can't you put little salt in it? You are giving me all dry bodies. So, Sanatan Goswami said, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You can't even make little arrangement for me to get salt. I'm getting old. What people give me, I'll make it. I'm not supposed to... I know you might be keeping yourself hungry, but you have been fed by many people. And you have to at least take pity on me that I am an old man. So, Madan Mohan didn't speak anything, but he made an arrangement. One merchant from Agra, he was going towards Delhi on a river's course, filled with salt in his ship. So, that ship has stuck in the silt near Vrindavan, where Madan Mohan Tila was there. Jamuna was flowing right nearby at that time. So, Tila means a little high place made up of mud itself. So, Sanatan Goswami saw this merchant is in trouble. He was looking at, there was nobody around. So the merchant said, Babaji, can you help me? My ship is stuck. I said, okay. So Sanatan Goswami swam, went to the boat and pushed it, and it was sent free so quickly. And the merchant was very happy. So Sanatan Goswami said, what are you carrying? He said, some salt. So can you give me some salt? My mother Mohan likes salt. Probably he has arranged for you to come and deliver to me. So he said, oh, take the whole bag. The bag would contain 110 kilos. So that was a salt that would last for so many years. So anyway, so since then Sanatan started putting salt in the bati. Now, that merchant went to Delhi and got so much money for his shipment. He was passing back to Agra and he deliberately stopped at Vrindavan. And he came to Sanatan Goswami. Baba, you did so much for my fortune. Tell me, what service can I do? He said, look, I have no other relationship but only this Madan Mohan. I have to hang him on the tree every day when I go to do some madhukari. He needs a place, you know. The dacoits are there, they will come and they will steal even Madan Mohan. I have nothing, but I need a house for him. So that merchant agreed that he will make the temple. There were no temples in Vrindavan at that time. This was the first and foremost temple. It is still existing. Right? That is Madan Mohan temple. Of course, when the family of the Sevites increased, many temples also increased because they think Madan Mohan can expand unlimitedly. But original Madan Mohan is being served in Karoli in Rajasthan as a guest Bhagavan. So Gopal is worshipped there, Radha Gopal is there, but this main deity, he came from the attack of Muslims, so Madan Mohan was shifted there and he is being worshipped as the guest. Guest means what? For 3 days. But now Gopal thought, let me move and I will go on the other side of the altar. Let him say, because he's guest Bhagavan, alright. The third chamber is a secret chamber, it will never open. It's kept for Radharani because they have a maryada, means Radharani is always underweight. She will never expose her face, and she can serve when Madan Mohan is resting. So Radha Madan Mohan is in the center. The deity, they are being still worshipped, but they say he is our guest. Guest is supposed to be only for 3 days, not for how many 300 years. But nonetheless, this is their power. So during this time, Sanatana Goswami was the main acharya in Vrindavan. And his leela were the foremost as well as topmost, because there were no other deities. Other deities came later on. So Mudiya Baba was the profound acharya of Vrindavan at that time, and all the Brijavasis, you know, worship him. They will not know him as Sanatana Goswami or the temple of Madan Mohan was the first, all history. No, they have a tradition to understand this. Today is Mudiya Purnima because Mudiya Baba passed away. And they would not go to his samadhi also. But nonetheless, the whole Braja is filled up with this parikrama day. Inadvertently, the parikramas are on Ekadashi as well as on Purnimas and Amavasyas. These are the main days of parikramas throughout Braja, and Govardhan parikrama is the best. All right. So today at Govardhan they worship at Dan Ghati. Dan Ghati is very much connected to the backside of Manasi Ganga, and on the Manasi Ganga there is a Chakleshwar Mahadev, and there is a bhajan kuti of Sanatana Goswami there. So today the whole area is celebrating Sanatana Goswami's Tirobhav, and we understand Sanatana Goswami is our predecessor Acharya, who under the direct order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the guru of all the Goswamis. Guru of all the Goswamis. So his passing away is coinciding with Vyasadeva's passing away too. So therefore, it is also celebrated as Guru Purnima. A teacher, even in ordinary situation, is being worshipped as a representative or a very remote representative of Vyasadeva, including material knowledge. Including material knowledge. So, after all, knowledge may have two sections, material and spiritual, but at the same time, material knowledge is also to be used for existence. You need some trade, you need some income by any service. It is material, but it can be turned into spiritual by offering it in service of Krishna in a favorable way. So the idea is that Guru Purnima is also consequently, being celebrated. But that is a Mayavadi application, because it becomes so generalized, that there were thousands and thousands of gurus in any sort of tradition, in any sort of occupation also, they are being worshipped. The Hindu philosophy want to extend such thinness, means dilution, to the parents also, that you should worship the parent, because parents are the first gurus, mother is first guru. Whether she is a materialistic parent or what, doesn't matter. But it becomes a tradition to honor thy father and thy mother. So the idea is that Guru Tattva is lost. If it is too much thinned out, then who is the true representative of Shlokasthi? Many of such gurus are having a title of Jagat Guru, but they never go anywhere. Yet they are calling themselves Jagat Guru. Recently, the Shankaracharya of Puri, Shardanand, he said there is no God. And Hindus are taking him to the court. I think he's a Puri Shankaracharya and he is coming into controversy. He's after Sai Baba well, it's fine, but let the Mayavadis fight Mayavadis. We don't have to indulge in it. But the true representative Vyasadeva has been shown by the disciplic succession of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it is being celebrated as the appearance day of the representative of the disciplic succession. First of all, and the acharya shape is dependent upon this disciplic succession. Most of the gurus are baffled in connectivity in a disciplic succession. There are hardly few, only three are being counted. The fourth of Vaishnava Sampradaya is also getting extinct in disciplic succession because they turned into seminal succession. Nonetheless, the bona fide is there as long as the purpose to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead with all their might and all their pockets. So the three Vaishnava traditions, they celebrate their gurus Vyasa Puja as the Guru Puja. Otherwise, Guru Puja in our terms is a daily affair. So Prabhupada made a distinction. What is Guru Puja and what is Vyasa Puja? Guru Puja is a daily affair, but Vyasa Puja is an annual affair. And that happens only on the appearance day of the Guru. That he is a representative of Vyasadeva. But Guru Puja, he started for himself, and that was not in the Gaudiya tradition before. But Prabhupada saw the importance, him being the representative of Vyasadeva, the potency of Vyasadeva would be served because he was totally exhausted materially, and being a pure devotee, he would not take any glory for himself. Rather, he trained his disciples, the first generation, in order to make it a daily affair even after he passed away. Because he is the founder acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, a true representative of the disciplic succession. Therefore, the glory of that daily Guru Puja he introduced for himself is limited to himself only. With a proper respect and or what we call very unique position that Srila Prabhupada has played in establishing ISKCON. For what purpose? Everything is divine about him and his desire. So therefore, respect him in proper perspective, daily Guru Puja is being offered to him. So Sanatana Goswami is recognized throughout the cycle of especially bridge buses. As Muriya Baba, so they call it Muriya Purnima, but Mayavadis in general term it's called Vyas Purnima or Guru Purnima. There is no other significance. But Prabhupada told us that we will have to celebrate on the appearance of the representative of the disciplic succession. The appearance day. So that has been a very distinct. Nobody does like this, you know. So this is a very unique position that Srila Prabhupada, following in the footsteps of all the Goswamis, have especially done such an arrangement. So, we understand that Sanatana Goswami was also a first-class example of humility. When he escapes from the jail of Nawab Hussain Shah, his servant was carrying some gold coin, and in Jharkhanda forest he saw some people are following him. So he immediately recognized that this guy must have been carrying some valuable things. So he called. He said, "You throw this coin away, otherwise our lives are in danger." So he had to agree. Sanatana Goswami knew that he was caring. Of course he was caring for his master's service, but nonetheless the life is more precious than the gold coins. So he made him throw away, right? Then he told him, "You go back, I will go along." When Sanatana Goswami arrived in Varanasi, or Kashish or Mishra's place, whose place he is arrived, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying. Chandrasekhar Acharya's place. Okay. So he was having a shawl given by his brother-in-law on the way, and of course he threw that away and accepted one with the hole. Still he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wouldn't come because he was thinking himself very lowly, degraded person in service of Nawab Hussain Shah. He had beard and everything. Maybe we can't say, but obnoxious appearance according to him. Nonetheless, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that somebody is there, he had intuition. He ran. And so Sanatana, he embraced and he became very, very morose and fell at his feet. He said, "My dear Lord, I am completely unworthy. I am very fallen. My existence have fouled." Nonetheless, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "No. Through you, so many revelations will be coming. Get up, Sanatana, get cleaned. Clean up yourself." And wear some at least honorable clothes. So he got freshened up, came, and right at that Chandrasekhar Acharya's place where there is a temple of Veni Madhav is existing in Prayagraj. Is it Dasashram Nesha Kartha? Which one is it? Right? So, there is a beautiful temple of Veni Madhav. is there. And Sanatan Goswami was instructed, please go to Vrindavan, you know. The deities were waiting for him. You know the story of Madan Mohanji that Sanatan Goswami had been worshipping? Actually, Nityanand Prabhu came to Vrindavan during his travel with Madhavendra Puri, right? And the self-same Vigraha were there, and he told Advaita Acharya, when you go, you know, you will see this deity, they are buried and hidden under a banyan tree near where the tila is there. So when Advaita Acharya came, he excavated the deity, but he had to travel, he can't carry the deity. So Advaita Acharya gave to one Chaturvedi Brahman in Mathura, and he told, one of my disciples will come, so you hand it over, hand over to him and he will worship. You don't have to do anything. I said, okay. So when Sanatan Goswami was sent by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went and obtained this deity. And these are self-manifested deity installed by Vajranath, but then during the Buddhist period they got submerged, sunken under the hills and so many places. These are the original deities of Vajranath. So Sanatan Goswami started worshipping, and it was all alone, Madan Mohan only. Radha came late. Radha is always a latecomer. The Lord has to wait for her anyway. So Radha Madan Mohanji was the first temple established, and Sanatan Goswami has been more celebrated as the local Goswami than others. He wrote Hari Bhakti Vilas and many other exalted, you know, treatises. Brihad Bhagavatamrita is also his treatise on furthering where Bhagavatam stops. Sanatan Goswami pushes forward. Bhagavad Gita stops by order of surrender, and Bhagavatam starts how to surrender. Right? When glorification of the Lord is explicitly understood by Parikshit Maharaj, and Sanatan Goswami picks up from there and started describing something which is astounding. Takshak has not come yet to bite him. So within the period of some few hours, Parikshit's mother Uttara came rushing to him. My dear son, you are such an liberated devotee now. Please help me. Tell me, how can your mother be liberated so easily? Tell me the whole purport of Srimad Bhagavatam in very concise way. I knew there are different types of devotional service, but how to evaluate and what is the highest? So there starts Brihad Bhagavatam. Brihad means expansion of Srimad Bhagavatam. Right? So in this way, Sanatan Goswami's Brihad Bhagavatamrita has an exalted treatise on furthering the devotional service. It is all the realizations and utilizing the most innermost relationship of one's devotional service and to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that eternal nature would be revealed. So Sanatana Goswami has been a profound acharya who attracted so many devotees of his contemporary. The fourth one of the family is Prabodhananda Saraswati. He was the uncle of Sri Jiva Goswami. He happened to be a staunch follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he accepted his shelter at Sanatana Goswami's place. His samadhi is also very near to Madan Mohan Tila. So, thank you very much. Anybody has any question, comment? Sri Sanatana Goswami, Prabhupada ki jai.